Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today we are going to be talking about the politics of higher education with Chancellor Dan Klage. Plus, our Power Pundit panel with Andy Barbano, Sean Carey, and Ray Bacon. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with the Nevada System of Higher Education Chancellor Dan Klage. Mr. Klage, thanks for coming in and being with us today, or being with me today, I should say.
Always great to be here.
Well, hey, thank you. Just want to touch on this really quick. You were just cleared of some ethics charges regarding the handling of a report that was done on the governance of the community college system.
Right.
So you were cleared. There has been some criticism, but all that is now behind you and moving forward.
Absolutely. We're here to talk about the important issues facing higher education and some of the very difficult issues. But that subject is behind me.
So let's talk about the report that deals with governance, because there have been a couple of reports on community colleges. There was one that was done back in 2011, led
right.
by Bruce James,
right.
where they talked about the ways that we can do a better job with the university system, with community colleges, to have a better product. And the kids that are leaving those institutions,
right.
there has been criticism from a lot of the former presidents of those community colleges. Although, again, I had Mark Curtis on the show. We talked to him about it. He thinks we're doing a good job, doesn't want to see the Board of Regents not govern community colleges. So what is that disconnect we're seeing with some of those former people and you and the regents and the people that are in the system now?
So let's talk about Bruce James' report, which I asked Bruce to do. I've reviewed those recommendations, and we have, as a matter of fact, I just sent Bruce a report a month or so ago. We have implemented almost all of the recommendations Bruce gave us. Then we went through the SB 391 process that you refer to, an interim study committee on the governance of community college. That committee found that it was better to leave the colleges within the system, better for students. Let's be clear about that. Better for students, better for Nevada.
Well, and so I can see that. If I'm a student at a community college and I want to matriculate to the university, those credits are going to have that automatic transfer up, correct?
Sure. Programs are going to integrate. Programs are going to articulate. Why would you want to break off a system and create a whole new series of administration? I mean, we don't need more administrators in Nevada on the scarce dollars that we already allocate to education. But that process gave us a better governance structure. It talked about what's been referred to as a system within a system. We have a standing committee of the Board of Regents led by Andrea Anderson, a former community college educator, that deals just with community college issues. We have institutional advisory committees at the local level that are empowered to discuss issues of the college that are acting with every single one of our colleges. I've got a top administrator now working just on community college issues and workforce issues, Frank Woodbeck, who I think is by all accounts the foremost workforce individual in the state of Nevada. So I think we had a good system. I think this interaction with the legislature, as it usually does, produced an even better system.
So we can improve things, because you look at some of the, you know, you look at just in Washoe County, in the Reno Gazette Journal this morning, they talked about the ACT scores and how many kids had showed that they were ready to go to college, and you had to hit a certain level of ACT scores. Those kids that are ready to go to college and succeed in Washoe County, 13%. I mean, you look at that, and I mean, those are pretty dismal numbers. Now, to me, that says we need to put more investment into the community colleges for those 87%, because I say, are those kids that aren't doing well, are they going to the universities?
Some of them are, absolutely. But let's look at those numbers, because you don't want to run away from these numbers. You don't want to run away from criticism. I think we've got to embrace those numbers. But let's remember a couple of things. This is the first time the ACT has ever been administered in the state of Nevada to all students. And I think it's reasonable to expect that those numbers would be depressed.
And
in
it really
this first.
Took the place of the high school exit exams, right? To make sure that you were that you had the proper tools to graduate high school.
It did, and the key thing, Paul, is that's administered in the 11th grade. Now, what does that give us the opportunity to do? We look at those kids and we see what they've done in the 11th grade. Some of them are going to be substandard, and we have the opportunity in their senior year to improve where they need help. Some of them are going to be superstars. We know we've got great kids in our schools. Those kids are going to be able to start college-level work, and again, work with our community colleges who are moving into the high schools. But the thing we shouldn't do, and what we've been doing, and I'm ripping this off from Pat Skorkowski, who always says it in Clark County, we should remediate, we can accelerate, but we should never hibernate. And so we shouldn't let that senior year go to waste. And that's what administering this test in the 11th grade allows us to do.
How many kids do you think we need to have go to the university system as opposed to going to a trade school? It seems like we have, and especially with the ACT, we have this emphasis, everybody needs to go to a four-year university. But I look at plumbers, I look at mechanics, I look at truck drivers, all
sure.
those people we need in the workforce who may be better fit for a community college system.
We need more, let me just change the language, we need more completers. And when I talk about completers, I'm not talking about a four-year baccalaureate degree. I'm talking about exactly the people you're talking about, people with skills certificates, people with associate's degrees, and people with baccalaureates, masters, and PhDs. But if you look at companies moving to town like Switch and Tesla, many of those jobs that are being created don't need a baccalaureate degree, and that's where our community colleges are so critical, tailoring curriculum that fit the needs of those new employers that are coming to town. And those are good, well-paying jobs.
We'll continue our conversation with Dan Quaich back on Nevada Newsmakers.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. the Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We are back on Nevada Newsmakers with Chancellor Dan Klaich. We're talking about higher ed. Let's talk about Governor Sandoval, because he has stated he wants Nevada to have some elite institutions. He wants our colleges to be some of the best. So what does that mean for you and for the universities?
I think what that means, and I think what the governor has said, is that higher education is the unfinished business of his administration. He's revised economic development, he's revised governance and funding of K-12, and I think he's sent a very clear signal that he wants to take universities in this state from good to great, that he wants community colleges that are clearly aligned with the state's economic development plan and workforce, creating the kind of innovative, creative workforce that will allow us to develop and to diversify our economy, build what he calls the new Nevada. I think those are critical things, and I think it's an incredible opportunity for higher education in the upcoming session.
So let's talk about K-12 reforms, because that was something, you know, was a big discussion at the legislature. How integral is it to have good kids, a good product? Because you do look at some of those numbers, those kids who aren't sure doing well on the ACTs, but coming to the universities and being able to succeed.
It's our pipeline. Whether you're talking about UNR or UNLV, for example, the vast majority of our students come from the Clark County School District or the Washoe County School District. And improving the quality of the pipeline is the most important thing that we can do to improve higher education. And that'll take a while.
Do we need to do a better job going elsewhere, trying to attract those students from around the country? Or should we be going after those kids in Nevada and have that be our priority?
You know, I think the answer to your question is both. Nevada public higher education has to exist for Nevadans. We have to serve Nevadans wherever they are, whether they're in Clark County or Elko County or Lincoln County. It doesn't matter. But I think enriching the student body by bringing in students from out of state and out of country not only helps enrich the programs, but it brings in out-of-state tuitions that help subsidize education. So I think those are both very important.
Yeah, needed dollars. I want to talk about something that's an uncomfortable topic.
Sure.
But as a father of a daughter who hopefully will be going to school someday, I look at the reports and they talk about sexual assaults on college campuses. And I actually saw over the weekend the number has been revised from 1 in 5 women who are sexually assaulted on college campuses to 1 in 4. And I mean, that's pretty staggering. It's scary. We've had the debate at the legislature regarding campus carry, you know, allowing people with a concealed weapon permit to carry that on campus. That's something that you and the Regents have been opposed to.
Correct. Well, is that a campus carry question or a sexual assault question? Well, I think sexual assault is absolutely intolerable. We are, I have three daughters of my own, but we have annual reports that we're required to make. We have sexual awareness training that we are required to do. We are way, way past, boys will be boys. This is a situation where we have to understand the dignity of each person, and we have to deal with it accordingly.
So let's talk about that, because we have seen schools from New York to California go from no means no, a mantra that has been repeated ever since I was a kid, to now yes means yes, where it means you have to have affirmative consent of sex. So there has to be a yes, and we've even seen some universities require written consent.
I don't know. I'm a long way out of the university, that's for sure. But it seems to me that is it just doesn't fit with the way
human
students
beings
operate.
Are,
human
sure.
beings operate. I think there's got to be somewhere in between that. And I'll tell you, it's an issue that we're struggling with, Paul. This is an issue that I don't think universities in the second decade of this century are well equipped to deal with. The vagaries of what indicates an unwanted sexual advance. And universities are being sued, and we're finding our way in this. And I think this discussion is far, far from over.
Well, and it frightens me a little bit. And I mean, just to kind of give a push, I mean, I would feel more comfortable as a father having my daughter be able, trained to carry a weapon on campus. Do you think we're going to see any movement on that anytime soon?
I have never been in favor of that, and I'm still not in favor of that. And I think that is an argument that is factually incorrect. The vast majority of what are considered to be assaults, sexual assaults on campus these days, are by acquaintances and dates. They don't have anything to do with violent attacks.
The Amanda Collins.
Amanda Collins, Brianna Dennison, horrible, horrible situations. So, no, I'm not in favor of that. The Board of Regents has not indicated it's in favor of it. And I think it's a very bad solution to this very difficult problem.
All right, Chancellor, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much. Appreciate your candidness on this program. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Now is the time to start a trend. So think local, Northern Nevada.
Think local for all of your tile, granite, and natural stone needs. And come and see us at Sparks Tile and Stone, 935 South Rock Boulevard.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Why Instant Smog? Because somebody needs to be the best. Best locations, best facilities, best technicians. And with four convenient locations in Reno and Sparks, there's an Instant Smog in your neighborhood. Go to InstantSmogReno.com for a location near you. Instant Smog. We're the best.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers with our Power Pundit panel. Today we have Andy Barbano, Sean Carey, and Ray Bacon. All right, gentlemen, let's talk about news that broke last week with the resignation of John Boehner. He said he wanted to save the institution, not put his colleagues through a big leadership fight and a government shutdown. Ray, will he be successful?
Yeah. It was the right time for him to walk away.
And you know what? I bet he is probably having the best. He has had the best couple of days of his life since he made that decision. The next 30 days are just absolutely glorious. That's right.
Well, it was time for a Boehner good cry, and I think this is the way to do it. And of course, this is the right time for him to leave because his legacy is on the line, and I'm not surprised at all.
I told you I would cry on cue, and I am. I'm heartbroken. But as I write in tomorrow's Sparks Tribune, advice to Democrats from Napoleon Bonaparte: when your enemy is destroying himself, never interfere.
Okay, well, let's talk about this, Andy. Is this good for the Republican Party, bad for the Republican Party, good for Democrats to have Boehner resign? Because he was getting a lot of pressure from the Freedom Caucus, a group of conservatives who are in Congress who, you know, thought that he was dealing too much with the Democrats, and he was really not representing what their constituents asked him to go to Congress
Look,
for.
There's about 40 moon howlers in the House of Representatives. The moon howlers howled when Boehner's resignation was announced. And as has been said by the national pundits on PBS yesterday, they just want to fight. They just want to destroy. They want to throw bombs. They are Newt Gingrich on steroids. They don't want to govern. And they wanted Boehner to go kick Mitch McConnell's butt. How's that for Republican unity? No, it's going to be a train wreck. It's going to be a train wreck on steroids.
Well, and it's the same fight over and over and over again. We're talking about funding for Planned Parenthood. We're talking about government shutdowns. And the thing is I think finally Boehner had figured out that this is how Congress actually works. And then he realized that he wasn't going to be at the helm of it. And he's decided to step aside.
More important, the big issues that are out there are the issues that are not being addressed. We are spending too much on a whole myriad of things. We have a Social Security system that's headed on a train to disaster, and nobody's stepped up to start doing anything about it. You know, quite frankly, the retirement age probably needs to change. Doesn't need to change a lot, but it probably ought to be indexed to life expectancy. And you can solve that problem forever by doing some simple things. And they're not doing those things.
Well, and herein lies the problem, and that's the thing. Congress is talking about Planned Parenthood incessantly, for example, and it's all the hot button issues, and they're even admitting the fact that it's only because, well, then these members can go home and they can tell their constituents that they voted against whatever hot button social issue they were talking about, and that's fundamentally wrong.
Social Security is not in any trouble at all. All you got to do is cut a couple of $1 trillion off the freaking bloated defense war budget, and all of our problems can be solved. All of those trucks that need a better infrastructure on the highway, Paul, will have better highways if we stop killing so many people on the sands of Araby.
So Social Security is supposed to be a self-funded program, and it cannot be at the existing formula, Andy.
Well,
doesn't have
raise,
a damn thing
raise,
to do with
raise,
the defense
raise right there. I mean, when you have two workers for every one, and I mean we did not have as many the baby boomers didn't have as many babies, so you have a lot fewer workers supporting a lot more retirees. So I mean that is really an actuarial problem.
In 1984, Jane Jacobs, the city analyst, the great city anthropologist, noted that America cannot sustain herself at the same time that we want to do two incompatible things: a national retirement plan and being the world's policeman with a huge war budget. We can't do those two things. It's time to choose, kids, and I choose taking care of our own people rather than going to nuke Iraq.
Okay, but I mean, that's kind of a specious argument.
No, it's not.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Sure it is, because, you know, if we are not out there taking care of some of those issues in the world, you know, and you look at what's happening in Syria, you look at all the refugees, that absolutely can have an impact on us here.
We're the world's biggest arms salesmen. We sell to all sides. And as Thomas Friedman has noted in The Times so often, we fund all sides of the Middle Eastern wars. We're paying for them either through direct military help, through foreign aid, or through our oil purchases.
All right. Andy Barbano sounded like Donald Trump. That's where you have to leave it. We'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has a know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
It's the ultimate furniture sale at More Furniture for Less.
For 7 days, 1 week only, take a minimum of 10, 20, up to 30% off everything in the store.
Yes, up to 30% off everything in the store.
Plus, pay no interest for 5 years. That's right, no interest for 5 years.
And enter to win a $10,000 shopping spree.
It's the ultimate furniture sale, and it's going on now.
At More Furniture for Less.
If you're sitting on a structured settlement, don't just sell it for a small pile of cash. Sell it for a bigger pile. Just call J.G. Wentworth and say, "I need cash now." They can give you more cash than anyone else. More than taking out a loan or maxing out your credit card, because there's no debt. More because you're not borrowing. It's your money. Getting more cash is faster and easier when you call J.G. Wentworth. They've helped tens of thousands get a bigger lump sum of cash. J.G. Wentworth is the number one structured settlement payment purchasing company. Instead of sitting on structured settlement payments, call now and explore getting more. You'll be sitting pretty, pretty soon. Don't just think about getting more. Pick up the phone and call J.G. Wentworth and never settle for less than more.
Call 1-800-741-3093. That's 1-800-741-3093. Call now.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has a know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
Tomorrow on Nevada Newsmakers, we are going to be speaking with Ray Bacon, the Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Plus, Power Pundit Panel. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.